Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. On behalf of Pastor Billy Cashwell and all of your friends at Benson Grove, let me welcome you to a Spirit-filled hour of singing and preaching from the Word of God. We invite you to tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. You can contact us at 919-894-4120. We would love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. Now let's join the broadcast from Benson Grove.
We'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us. So soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Can we hear some shouting in the house this morning? God is good and all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. That's who we come to worship here this morning. I'm glad to see you here. For those that were able to make it with us this morning, again, we welcome those on the internet and the radio audience. We welcome our visitors, folks that we may not have seen in a little while, or folks that first time here today. We welcome you here today. Not going to point you out today, but we're glad to have you here. And I tell you, without further ado, let's call on the Lord, because I don't know. Both of us have already told each other we've been praying that God to show up and move in here today. And so I'd like for you to join. Let's do that in one accord this morning. Amen. And ask Him to move, lead, guide, and direct. And if He sees fit, that He'll save here in this place today. So let's ask Him. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we bow before You in this place today, God, to say thank You for who You are. God, to say thank You for what You're doing. God, to say thank You for the things You've done in our lives, both personally and in the life of this church over the last years. And Lord, we're asking today, God, that You would do what You did in times past. You do it here today. God, that You would save to the uttermost all that would call upon Your name. God, that You would once again revive Your church. God, that once again You would use this church, God, to be a beacon, a lighthouse on the hillside, so that people would quit going to hell by the handful because of this church and the efforts to tell them about Jesus Christ and the good news of the gospel. Oh God, we need You here today. And Lord, we want to yield to Your move in this place today. I pray that I'm not a hindrance, or I'm not in Your way. Lord, if that's the case, please move me and put me where You'd have me to be, so that You can perform Your perfect will. God, we're asking for souls to be saved here today. God, I'm praying, Lord, that You'd move like never before. God, I'm praying, Lord, that You'd touch our pastor here today. God, as he gives us the words of life that we need to hear. God, we've been troubled so many times throughout this whole year, it seems like, because of the virus, because of politics, because of hate, because of this and that and every other thing under the sun this morning. But we know who's still the same, and that's Jesus Christ. And we're asking for that love to be shed abroad in this place today, God. And may we give ourselves to You fully and wholly here today, that You'd have Your way. Lord, bless those that are listening in and meet the folks, their needs at home today, listening in. God, meet the needs in this place today. But most of all, show up, Lord, and show off and show out and save, God, if it be Thy way. Have Your way in this place. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Brother Billy's going to come really quickly so we can do some giveaway stuff.
All right. We thank God for our families. Amen. Yeah. We are a church of families. And thank the Lord for you. Amen. And thank you for being here. And for all our families that are home, we still have a good many. We, of course, still under the virus protection and social distancing. And please, I talked to some of our friends, church members, who almost apologized for not coming. I don't want you to do that. I want you to be safe, and I don't want you to feel bad about not being able to be here. You just enjoy the services, and I know it's not the same. But thank God for the E-team. Thank God for the ministry of getting out on the internet and everything. But we're blessed to have all of you here in the building this morning. And let me just mention a couple of quick things before we recognize a couple of families. And I want to remind you of our upcoming schedule. This Wednesday night, we will have a business meeting. We're discussing possibility of giving Brother Rad more responsibility and giving him a raise and bringing him on full time. That'll be discussed on Wednesday night. And then on the 4th, we have our 4th of July celebration. And we start the singing at 5 o'clock. And we'll have Mercy's Cross to sing first. Then the Swatako family and Brother Chris are going to bring he's a preacher, but I told him we want a brief message. And so we'll see how that turns out. But then right after them, the last group will be the Down East Boys. And you're going to enjoy it. You were here last. They've been here a couple of times. They're always a blessing. And so you get the word around to your friends and neighbors, and we'll social distance, but we'll have a great time here, and you'll get more information, our church family will, over the internet or the phone tree about that. But our services begin at 5. So, and I'm saying that we'll be through somewhere around 7. You'll have plenty of time to go then and be able to go see fireworks or whatever you want to do. So we're looking forward to that. Now, please remember to pray, if you will, for Brother Johnny Benson's family. I want to thank all of those who brought food for the family for the services the other day. And keep them in your prayers. Ask God's blessing on them. And some of you know that they did have members of their family who had COVID, that his Brother Johnny's and Sandra's grandson and his wife. But you keep them in prayer. All the rest of the family was tested. There was no, they all tested negative, didn't have it. But please keep Miss Sandra, Polly, and all the family in your prayers. Brother Ron Blanchard has infection. Please remember him in prayer. Chasen has come home, but he's having to do 21 days of infusion. So you please remember him in prayer. Keep him there. I have two preacher friends that right now I'm not at liberty to give you any details, but they really need our prayers. Their family needs our prayers. Remember to pray certainly for Brother Paul, Miss Peggy, and for Miss Helen and Brother Stacy, and all the rest of our shut-in for Miss Doris. Remember her in prayer. And Brother Allen's back today. We're glad to see Brother Allen. And then our good friend up at Gospel Baptist Church, Brother Eddie Wood. He's the leads the singing up there, and his wife died suddenly, 68 years old, just this past week. And so please remember that for that church and their prayers. It's just a devastating thing, but God's on the throne, and they had good services at the service. They had one saved and two rededicated their life to the Lord at her funeral at the church. And so remember them in your prayer. Brother Brian Pope's not able to be here today. Please remember him. He suffered with severe migraine today. Remember Regina as she's continued to heal. She'll go back to the doctor on Thursday of this week and ask God's blessing on them. And Miss Robin West is going to have some outpatient surgery on Tuesday. Please remember her. Pray for Miss Francis. And then Miss Agnes, I talked to her this week, and please remember her in prayer. She wanted me again to thank the church for all that you did in the passing of her husband quite a few months ago now, but she's had a lot of trouble with her back and not able to get out. Then I have a very kind note right here. So good to see Ray and Dorothy here this morning, but thank you to our church family for all your prayers, cards, and encouraging words. We have missed every one of you, and see you soon. So there they are right there. Amen. Thank the Lord. Let's welcome them back. Glad that they're here today, and glad Brother Ray's feeling better. Thank the Lord for that. We have been recognizing families. Now, nothing has happened like, you know, like we had kind of planned it, but God had a different plan. This is going to be a big month of families and celebration and getting folks to sing, and but it's just been a little difficult then because of all the situation. And we've recognized families on Family Month before, and we want to give you a little gift from the church. Thank you for being faithful. But we make it a little different this year because of the COVID and some people who do not feel comfortable coming right now. If they are regular attenders, we're still going to recognize them. We'll still give them a gift. And so, Brother Brad, if you'll help me, we're going to come and pull out of this little jar there, and I'll get my glasses on. And we're going to do three families here, and we'll just recognize those who are here and thank the Lord for that. Jesse and Brenda Day are not here, I don't think, Jesse and Brenda. Now, people are changing. They're changing sides, so you mess me up. I say Tanya and Brian's over here. They ain't supposed to be over there. They're supposed to be over Yana, but that's all right. Amen. So we'll get that to Jesse and Brenda. And then Jan and Joseph Moore sit right down here. Jan back here anywhere? And Jan's been here a couple of Sundays. She's not able to be here today, but we'll make sure Jan gets that, and for her and Joseph. And then Bobby and Peggy Creech. And Miss Peggy is not feeling well. Is Bobby going to sing?
He is going to sing.
All right. Brother Bobby, is it time for him to sing there? Come on, Brother Bobby. We thank you and Miss Peggy. And Miss Peggy, I didn't mention her a while ago. Please keep her in your prayers. You know, she has severe respiratory problems. But let's thank the Lord for Brother Bobby and for Miss Peggy. And brother, we love you. Come say a word and then sing. Amen. God bless you, Brother Bobby. Tell them a little bit about yourself. Thank you, brother. Love you.
All of you know I'm Bobby Creech. Lord saved my soul in 02, right across the road here. And I love you all. All this bad news you see on TV, looks like some of you might need a little bit of cheering up. So, you know, when you get older, sometimes your memory is not quite 100%. So the doctor prescribed me some memory pills, but I forgot to take them. Please listen to the message. Making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Thank you, Lord, for the sparrow that sings. It makes sweet melody for rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. For my home and family, for life's joys that you've given me, the shoes on my feet and plenty to eat. Thank you, Lord, for this church to worship and pray, for the freedom that we have today. Sweet Spirit, I feel your presence so real. Thank you, Lord, for being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord, giving your life for me on the cross of Calvary, taking my place, mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
That memory pill, forgot the memory pill, forgot the memory pill. That's what. Amen. Let's take our songbooks back out. Songbooks back out, and let's turn to hymn number 267. 267. Let's stand and sing, "Yes, I Know." In the blood this morning, amen. And you're thanking the Lord for what he's done for you this morning, amen. Matthew's going to switch our song up here on the board here, and I'm glad to know that we've been focusing on the family, because you know we've had a little more time this month, amen, to focus with our families, amen. I pray that you know exactly what you've been doing. I hope it's been focusing on the Lord, focusing on doing devotions this past week. Brother Tim reminded us to grab up a child and tell them a Bible story. Amen. And that when you tell them a Bible story and they respond and they respond to following after Jesus Christ, to asking him to forgive them of their sins and for him to save them, they become part of your family. That's good stuff, amen. That's something to shout about right there, amen. And I'm glad to know that every one of you, my family, amen. If you knew everything in my past per se, you might not want me to be a part of your family at home. But because of Jesus Christ has taken my past and cleaned it completely up, I ain't got to worry about finger pointing no more, amen. Amen. Now we're part of the family of God. So let's sing this song this morning, "The Family of God."
By his blood to join hands with Jesus Christ. so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join hands with Jesus as we travel the sun, for I'm a part of the family.
This morning, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise because He's made us all family here this morning, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Miss Ashlyn's going to come and sing for us now. She just come on, Miss Ashlyn.
Life is easy when you're up on that mountain and you've got peace of mind. Never know, but then things change and you're down in a valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God that leads when things go. But the talk comes easy when life's at its best, for it's down in those valleys of trials and temptations that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the things go wrong, He'll make them all right. And the God of the good times is still God bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day
I just wanted to make sure that you guys recognize this is Dr. Ashlyn Beasley this morning. So you congratulate her. She's got a new job starting next week, right? Next week in Morrisville and doing veterinary work. Brother, you can ask Brother Hilton how that's working out. Yeah. So then her husband is going to school to be a PA, and he's doing it online. You think about that just for a second. He's studying to help you in the doctor's office online. I'm just.
You might want to come see me.
You might want to come see the vet first. Amen. I'm just saying. Would you help me welcome our Dr. Billy Cashwell here this morning? Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Bobby. That was a blessing, sister. Thank you so much. And she's moved way off up into the big city now. And we don't get to see her much, but I'm sure glad she came back to sing for us today. And it's so good to see her. And thank the Lord. Open your Bibles, please, this morning to the book of Ephesians. While you're turning there, let me, I like Brother Bobby, I didn't take my pill for memory this morning. I want to, we are looking at putting some flagpoles or a flagpole out front. And we have done some research, the deacons have. We felt like that right now might not be this time to do that, but Keith Langdon, I didn't mention Keith and Cindy either. I don't think they're here. Keep them in your prayers. But Keith and Lynetta came to me and they said, could we just start a flagpole fund for those that want to give? I said, you know, I've been thinking about that. That's a great idea. And so if you want to give toward the flagpole fund, you just put it right, Benson Grove Baptist Church, right flagpole down there on it. If you have a loved one that was in military or is in military and you want to honor them by gift, when we do our veterans celebration in November, we will recognize them by name for those whose families have donated toward the flagpole. We hope to have it up by then and do a dedication service, a celebration of our veterans, and do that all at the same time. And then on next Sunday, we got a very special Sunday. Brad will have a wonderful musical program for you, patriotic. And then Brother LaVon Ennis is going to be preaching. And I'm going to be take a little vacation with all of our family. And so we're looking forward to having time with all of our family together once again. So you pray for that, but be here. You don't miss Brother LaVon. Am I all right? I didn't cut it on. I'm sorry. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Wolf, 1, 2, 3.
It's down in your shirt.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my brother. You're a blessing, Brother Jim. Amen. All right, you have your Bibles open to the book of Ephesians this morning. I'm just praying God to speak to our hearts this morning. This has been Family Month. By the way, next Sunday, we begin our July emphasis on a new vision. And the Lord said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in the Greek text, go, it really means this. It means as you're going. And so we're going to have a new vision in July of ongoing evangelism, reaching out. And we did this one time before, we kept a map, but we won't do a map this time. But I know many of you are going to be traveling. Some of you will, but you're going to different places. I want you to get some CDs at the back, get some tracks, and put those out. And then turn in a little paper to in the offering when you come in on Sunday, or you tell me personally, or tell Miss Trudy personally, that we went to South Carolina, we went to Kentucky, we went to Virginia, wherever, and we gave out some tracts or passed out some CDs or left CDs in truck stops. And as you're going, I want to remind you, as you're going, give out the gospel. I talked to my good friend, Brother Jimmy Fowler, this week, and Brother Jimmy, man, he keeps tracks with him all the time. He witnesses to everybody he can. And the one thing about COVID that's bothered Brother Jimmy more than anything else, he's 80-something years old now, he's the fact that he cannot get out and do much personal one-on-one visiting and witnessing to people. But you can do that by leaving CDs and leaving tracks in different places and putting them out. And so as you're traveling, I want to emphasize that you say, we have a certain day that we visit. No, every day. Every day as you're traveling, as you go, and that's how we get the gospel out to people. I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. Are you? I'm thankful I'm a part of the family of God. Notice what it says here in this book of Ephesians. I want to read to you Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. I'm going to read a good bit of scripture. I'll still be through by 12, and the Lord willing, somewhere close there about. But in chapter 3 of Ephesians, in verse number 13, I want to read this. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. He said we've got a family that's in heaven and in earth. Amen. And that we're part of that. And he's praying for them. And he said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you are able to ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all ages, world without end. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Now turn over to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm glad I'm a part of that family. the family that's in heaven and the family that's in earth, the family in whom the Spirit of God dwells, the family that God was working through all the ages. I'm glad of that. And here in Ephesians, we have what's called the Hall of Fame of the Faithful. And this is a wonderful passage of Scripture. I want to begin reading this and with verse 1. You follow with me closely because you know how I read. I might miss something. You follow. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made with things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before this his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness of which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called out to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, and as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and with Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city whose foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sands of the sea shore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he hath received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, according that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. But by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped and leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed their firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, which the Egyptians essayed to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, and escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong and waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised from life again, and others were tortured, not accepted deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, they were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens, in the caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. For God had provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I thank you that I'm part of the family of God. I want to thank you, our Father, for this family here, for our church family, Lord, that you blessed us to be a part of. Thank you, our Father, for the kingdom. Thank you, our Father, for our family. And I pray now the Holy Ghost of God would get amongst you. Lord, I pray you'd speak and not me. I pray, God, you'd encourage the heart of your people. And God, we leave here rejoicing that we're all part of the family of God. And this is not the end. God, this is just the beginning. Our Father, our day is coming. And Lord, I pray, God, the Holy Ghost of God to give touch. I pray, God, for man or woman, boy or girl in the building and the media audience that's not saved. I pray, God, they trust Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. God, I pray you'd speak to hearts, and I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure glad I'm part of the family of God. My daddy's name was Henry Clay Cashwell. My mama's name was Janie Colbert Cashwell. And I was born October the 5th, 1946. I have three brothers. One named Bruce is in heaven. He died before I was ever born with rheumatic fevers. A young boy, 13 years old, I believe mama said. My oldest brother living now is a good bit older than I am, and I'm 73. But he's a retired colonel from the Army and lives in Colonial Heights, Virginia. My sister, who's 6 years older than me, no, she's older than that, she's 10 years older than me, but she lives up in Tripit, Virginia. She loves the Lord, got a huge family. Many of her family's been here. And then my brother that lives in Roanoke Rapids, Howard, he's 7 years older than I am. I thank God for my family. I thank God for all of my family, earthly family. But I want you to know, I'm a member of a bigger family than that. I'm a member of the family of God, and I've just read to you some of your family tree. You ought to be shouting right now that you've got people in your family tree that live like that and walk like that. I want you to know, my dear friend, I'm part of the family of God. I'm part of a spiritual family that's much larger than my earthly family. I'm a member of that family that's blood bought, blood washed, and sealed by the blood. My family is multiracial. I have black brothers, I've got brown brothers, I've got yellow brothers, I've got red brothers, I've got white brothers in my family all across this world. I want you to know, my dear friend, that not only is it multiracial, but it's global. I've got family, and you've got family if you know the Lord. On every continent, you've got families in every city, in every town, in every village around this world. You're part of a big, big family. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of the redeemed. I'm glad I'm part of those who've been washed in the blood. I have not only a multiracial family, I have a global family, but I also have a heavenly family. I read to you about that a while ago, in heaven and in earth. They don't live in another state. They don't live in another country. They live in another world. They're on the other side. They passed the space station, and they went past the moon, and they went past the sun, and they went past the stars, and they live in a place called heaven. And my family's there, not just my earthly family that was saved, but all of my family that ever been redeemed, that know the Lord, all of those of my family, and they're all of your family, and thank God for that. My family's had every occupation just about there is to have in all the world, through all the ages you've had relatives that done almost everything. And Ashley's a doctor, veterinarian doctor, and her husband's going to be a PA. But we've got farmers, and we've got air conditioning people, and we've got lawyers in our church, and we've got accountants in our church, and we've got carpenters in our church, and we've got carpet men in our church, and we've got car salesmen in our church, amen, and all the things. But over all of history, your relatives, your family has had every job that could ever be imagined, and they did it all for the glory of God. They fed millions by farming. They've built houses for millions, and they've been faithful in nursing and doctoring and law providing for all these years. You're part of a big family. I am sure glad I'm part of the family of God. They've had every occupation. They've seen awesome things. I'm telling you, my family has seen awful. We've got all kind of pictures. We take all these pictures, we have them developed, and we put them in a drawer. But you know, I've seen some things. I have seen some things, but I've got family members that have really seen some things. I've got family members that saw the Dead Sea open. They walked across on dry ground, turned around and saw the sea come back and drown all of Pharaoh's army. That's part of my crowd. That's part of your family. That was your family. You're part of that family, the family of God. We've got family members that saw the Jordan River stand up in a heap, and they went across and defeated and gained the promised land. That's part of your family. All those who were believers and all those who were sons of faith and daughters of faith, they're all part of your family. My family, dear friend, has slept with lions and not been bitten. They've spent the night in a furnace and didn't even smell like smoke. I've got a family, my dear friend, that seen fire come down from heaven and devour sacrifices. I've got a family, my dear friend, that have saw quail by the millions come and feed those in the wilderness. They saw angel food come down from heaven, and they ate angels' food. I've got relatives, my dear friend, that've seen blind eyes open, lame limbs healed, the dead raised. I've seen all of them. I have people that've seen so many things in my family. They got so many stories to tell. I've got family members that were with Jesus on the mount when he took two little fishes and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men plus the women. That was your kinfolks there. That was your family there. They were there when they saw that, and they went everywhere and told all about that. That was your family. Thank God that you're part of the family of God. But I've got a family that's gone through great trials. I've got a family, according to the Word of God, that have gone through different things. They've gone through drought. They've gone through disease. We've got family members that died during the Black Plague and malaria and all the other diseases that came along through all of history. We've got family members that were tortured and that went home by fire. Some went home through stoning. Some went through to heaven by sword, and some by knives, and some by bullets, and some even by wild beast. That's your family tree. When you look back at it and you think about all of your family through all the ages, my dear friend, you think about that. Some people, you know, there was a movie not long ago, a book and then a movie about roots, about tracing your lineage, and they advertise all the time on television now, Ancestry.com. Did you know that I can trace my lineage all the way back 6,000 years? Thank God I'm part of that family of the redeemed. We just read about one of them there a while ago. Abel offered a more perfect sacrifice. We can trace our lineage all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Oh, listen, you think about it. Through all the ages, you've had family members. Before you ever got here, I was born. I didn't have a grandmother or granddaddy or either one on either side. When I was born, never had a grandma, never had a granddaddy. They were already gone and in heaven when I was born. But my dear friend, I've got a lot more people that lived before I was born. That's part of my family. I can trace it all the way back, my dear friend. And here's the amazing thing. You say, Brother Billy, all of those people back there and all of those family members, I want to tell you one thing about them. Not one of them is dead. Not one of them is dead. I'm going to say that again. All of your family, all the blood washed, blood bought, saved, believing God family that you've ever had, not one of them's dead. You say, Brother Bill, I've heard you say that your little girl died. She died, but she ain't dead. Praise God. They were sold asunder, but they're not dead. Listen, they were stoned, but they're not dead. They died of plagues and disease and everything else like everybody else. But they're not dead. Every one of them's alive. They're all well. There's not one mark on their body. No cuts, lacerations, any of that. There's only one person in heaven that's got any kind of marks in his body that he took from this earth there. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still got the prints in his hands and in his side. But my dear friend, we've got a family. Thank God, I'm glad I'm part of the family of God. My family wrote the Bible. My family translated the Bible in the languages of this world. My family printed Bibles by the millions. My family established major colleges, hospitals, schools all across this nation. They've gone into the densest jungles on this planet and carried the gospel light, and souls have been saved. And people that didn't even have a written language, that God gave them the ability to write them a language. My family discovered new worlds, established colonies, and prayed the whole time that God would give them grace and mercy. They've conquered frontiers. They've carried the gospel around the world. My family, that's your family, my family. My family, my dear friend, have fought in every war that's ever been for freedom. My family signed the Constitution of these United States. Many of my family, many of your family. Oh, you got people who did this, that, and the other. But you got people that you didn't even know was your family. Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and will say they were all your brothers. I had some who served the army in the Civil War in a gray uniform and some who served in a blue, but they all wear white now on the other side. Thank God for that. Oh, listen, they were all so very different. They were all so very special. They were all so very unique, and there's not one like them. Not one person from all the way back to the Garden of Eden to now. There's never been another person that lived just like they lived, were just like they were. Every one of them was unique, just like everybody in this business unique. But my dear friend, they were all so very special to him. He loved them, every one, and he died for every one of them. There's so many things about them that were different. There's so many different things about them. But my dear friend, listen, some lived in shanties. Some lived in thatched roofs. Some had nowhere to lay their head. Some lived in log homes. Some lived in brick homes. Some lived in ghettos. Some lived in apartments. Some lived in palaces. But my dear friend, every one of them, every one of them, every one of them now is living in a mansion, praise God. Hallelujah. And thank God, because of the blood, because of what he did. And they had so many things that were so different about them. Brother Barry, you ought to have been here just for hear Brother Barry at the funeral, and I know circumstances, but Brother Barry did a tremendous job and reminded us the most important thing is to be born again. But all of our family, I'm telling you, you're part of a big family. They're here now. They're around the world. They're all colors. And there are people who love God just like you do, and they love the Lord. But all the differences of all the people that we are in our family, there's so many things that are common. The first one is this. We all had dark past. Part of my family were robbers, drunkards. They were murderers. They were slaves and slave traders. They were prostitutes, drug addictors, that suffered from drug addiction. They were liars. They were adulterers. They were sinners. You say, Brother Billy, how do you know that's all in your family? It's in your family. Because the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've got some who never had a prison record. I've got some who spent time in prison, all in my family tree. But all of them were sinners. Some of them who were mayors and governors and everything else who knew the Lord. They had the same past until they met the Lord Jesus Christ. And such were some of you before you met the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a wonderful family. They've all got a past, but like Brad said, thank God for the blood. And thank God for that statement. And such were some of you, but now you're washed. Thank God for that. All of my family, all of your family had a dark past. Oh, my dear friend of my family was convicted by the same Holy Ghost, drawn by the same Spirit, brought under conviction to salvation. They heard the same gospel, all of my family, red, yellow, black, and white, in the jungles or in the city, everywhere. Everyone that became part of my family by the birth of the new birth, every one of them heard the same gospel. Every one of them received the same Savior. Every one of them washed in the same blood. Every one of them placed in the same family. Every one of them have the supplies met by the same source. Every one of them have the same father. Every one of them have the same older brother, and that's his name is Jesus. Every one of them read the same Bible, prayed to the same God, walked in the same power of the same Holy Ghost, all had the same nature, and they're all going to the same place. I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. Are you glad you're part of the family of God? Turn over to the book of Revelation in chapter number 5. Oh, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Oh, you ought to just rejoice and thank God that you're part of that family. We have a wonderful family. Revelation chapter 5 and verse number 9. And they sung a new song. Who's they? That's our blood washed. That's us. That's the redeemed of all the ages. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Boy, I've got a big family. But that's not where the story ends. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Thank God we've got a wonderful family. Thank God, my dear friend, that you're part of the family of God. Go back to the book of Hebrews, and where I was at in chapter number 11, I read that whole chapter to you. I'm glad I'm part of that family. I'm glad I'm part of that family. Has my family failed? Oh, yeah, just like your family's failed. Has our spiritual family failed? Yeah, that's why he said, you which are spiritual, restore such a one. That's why he said, forgive such a one. Because he knew that in family, you face all kind of problems. But my dear friend, this is our family. And so what? So what? So what? We have such a great heritage. So what? We've got such a wonderful group behind us. Notice what it said in verse 1 of chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we're all so compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Who's he talking about? He's talking about my family that's in heaven, way off up there. But not only my family in heaven, but down here too. All the family of God, he said, what should we do that we're such a wonderful, remember, such a wonderful family of God? He said this, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, he said, listen, children, you're part of the wonderful blood-bought, blood-washed, blood-sealed family. Your heritage is great. Oh, listen, you've had people in every occupation in the world. You've had kings in your family. You've had governors and presidents in your family. Oh, my dear friend, but we're all part of that wonderful family and the family heritage that we have and the witness of all those before us challenges us not to quit now, not to get down now, not to throw in the towel now, but to keep on keeping on and to run with patience the race that's set before us and be faithful till Jesus comes. If he's to come today, I want him to find me faithful and living for God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Stand up. Brother Brad's going to come back, and we're going to sing this song again. I want you to really sing it this time and listen to the words. I appreciate Matthew and all the graphics that he puts up before the services and the words for our friends at home and to look at, but maybe you'll remember the words now. But let's sing this song together. You'll remember it. Brad will help us. Sing it with me. This will be our song right now. Right now, I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. Amen. If you are, say amen. 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 Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now sing it like you're glad. Amen. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by as we travel. heaven. And I'll tell you what I'll do again, Brad. Let's sing that verse one more time of the chorus, verse, whatever, verse and chorus. But this time, I want you to wave. I want you to wave at them on the other side and wave at everybody that's watching on the internet and wave to all your friends in here with a holy wave. Thank God. One of these days, children, we're going home. And you talking about what a family reunion? I remember when I was a boy growing up, we had some relatives live over here in Johnson County somewhere around 7. And I remember me and Mama come up here on the train one time. And we had over there, and I, boys remember a different thing. They had a wash tub that big, had two of them, and had it full of lemonade. Had big old square blocks of ice floating around in that. I just went over and bobbed for lemonade. I mean, I just suck it up. And I tell you, I couldn't get over all the food and all the happiness. And boy, it was just a blessing. Those were poor days. We didn't have nothing. But boy, there was such a joy there. That's just a touch of what it's going to be like when we get on the other side. Amen. Let's sing it again. And this time you wave at them, will you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Joy hails with Jesus as we travel this far. For I'm a part of the family of God.
Y'all singing, no music.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain.
Get this now.
Cleansed by His blood.
Now I'm a
joint heir with Jesus as I travel this on.
Guess what?
For I'm a part of the family. The family of God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Will you bow your heads for prayer? You'll have to forgive me. While I was waving, I thought I caught a glimpse of my daughter Christy. Huh. Glad I could wave at her. We have a great cloud of witnesses. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Lay aside every sin, every weight that does so easily beset us. And let's just be faithful to Jesus now and shout it out until we're taken out. Amen. Heavenly Father, I don't know who's saved in this building and who's not. I don't know about our radio audience or the internet audience. But God, You do know those that are Yours. You know Your own children. And God, I know that You have a desire that not any should perish. I pray, God, the same gospel that I heard that they'll hear and understand. I pray the same Holy Ghost of God that convicted me of sin, righteousness, and judgment would now convict them and draw them by Your grace. And I pray, our Father, that by grace, that is the gift of God, that they would step out and receive Jesus Christ here in the building and at home. And while we're praying right now, if you're not part of that family, you're not part of that family. Oh, you can be part of the family today. But you must be born again. And the only way to do that is to turn from your sin and turn to the Savior and ask Him to save you. Will you do that right now, dear Lord Jesus? I know I'm a sinner. Save me right now. Come in my heart. Forgive me of all my sin. I want to be part of Your family. And God, I pray You'd help me. Lord, help me to love You and serve You. Be faithful to You and run with patience the race that's set before me. Lay aside every sin and the weight, and God, that I might run faithfully. God bless. I pray, Father, the Holy Ghost of God now will make that prayer real to somebody. And God, for all Your children that are here in the building and in the internet audience, God, I pray their hearts been encouraged, that they have a wonderful heritage. We're part of something real big. And we're going to be part of something even bigger and better when we get to heaven.
Friends, you've been listening to the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. We pray this broadcast has been a blessing to you and that God's Word would speak to your heart throughout the week. If we can assist you, please call the church offices at 919-894-4120. We'd love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. We also invite you to attend the services at Benson Grove. The church is located on Highway 50, just 6 miles north of Benson. If you cannot attend in person, join our live internet broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Just open your computer web browser to www.bensongrovebaptist.org. Choose the Sermons tab and follow the instructions on the screen. Join us for the Benson Grove Baptist Hour each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. God bless you and have a great day.